With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The deadline for registering to vote online or by mail has passed in Wisconsin. Since October 1st, there have been more than 77,000 additional voter registrations. Right now, more than 3.5 million Wisconsinites are registered to vote. That's more than 100,000 registered voters above the same time in 2016. Wisconsin's chief election official, Megan Wolf, says you can go to My Vote Wisconsin's website and fill out a form ahead of time to register to vote on Election Day.
They're going to need to print it off and bring it to their clerk's office or bring it to their polling place to complete that registration. Or you can just go right to your clerk's office or to the polls on Election Day and get registered to vote, too.
In-person absentee voting starts October 20th. Hours are set by each local jurisdiction. People and businesses are relying more and more on access to high-speed broadband internet. Thursday, Governor Tony Evers announced 6 communities that will be part of the Broadband Connections pilot program.
We've known for years that expanding broadband across Wisconsin was going to be a critical step for our future, which is why our last budget we made the largest state investment in state history in broadband. But folks, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed the way we learn, work, access healthcare, and connect with our loved ones, making broadband access perhaps one of the most important investments we can make.
Locally, the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians will be part of the program. The program is run by the State Public Service Commission and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
This program will help local communities better access federal, state, and private sector broadband expansion grants by connecting them with technical assistance, support, and resources to be in the best position possible to compete for these grants.
Counties, school districts, and some towns were also selected for the program. They were chosen from a group of 96 applications. Rhinelander Republican Rob Swearingen is seeking his 5th term in the state assembly this fall. Fellow Republican lawmakers opposed the statewide mask mandate put into effect by Governor Tony Evers this summer. It's one issue we discussed with Swearingen in the conversation this week.
I wear a mask when I go out to these places, and I expect everybody else should as well. Whether or not we needed that actual mandate, I don't agree with that. If you look back at the raw numbers before the mask mandate was put in, I think the cases now have doubled. So you could make an argument there that the mask simply isn't working. And then obviously the other side of that coin would be that because people aren't wearing the mask.
Many WXPR listeners also wanted to know where legislative candidates stood on potential metallic mining in the area. Recent mining exploration in eastern Oneida County didn't go anywhere, but companies continue to be interested in mineral deposits in the area.
So we saw the core samples that were drilled. Obviously that didn't work out. So for now, I'm sure that'll come back again in the future. But I will say I support mining. It's much different now than it was back then, and I think it can be done safely and responsibly.
WXPR intended to host a forum with Swearingen and his Democratic opponent, Kirk Bangstad. However, Bangstad declined to participate. You can hear our full conversation with Swearingen at WXPR.org. Outreach continues to get more farmers to adopt conservation practices, but initial costs and a lack of time can be a barrier. In northeastern Wisconsin, a donated piece of equipment is proving to be useful. Mike Moen explains.
There's been renewed interest in methods such as cover crops, which improve soil health and prevent harmful runoff to waterways, but the initial costs and time it takes to apply seeds can serve as a barrier. Outagamie County officials have teamed up with the Nature Conservancy to provide an air seeder for local farmers to share. The county's Jeremy Freund says it attaches to machines, including those used for tillage work this fall.
So that air seeder has little tubes that you can run anywhere on any piece of equipment. And the tillage makes sense because you're disturbing the soil. And the tillage equipment does its thing for the farmer, but it also incorporates the seed.
Meaning farmers can do two jobs at once. The Nature Conservancy donated the air seeder and the county's Land Conservation Department purchased supplemental gear for it. The county says over the past 5 years, a handful of producers have used it, touting its success. I'm Mike Moen.
Our forecast, partly sunny today with a 40% chance of showers and a high near 42. For tonight, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 7 p.m., partly cloudy, a low around 25. Snow showers early tomorrow, changing over to rain with a high of 44 and gusty winds. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.